This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan McLeod's touchdown, which this is what sucks, is I wanted to make a big damn deal about you scoring the touchdown. And now I can't because I know you won't, because I know you'll stonewall me if I try to talk to you about the touchdown, because you already did against Las Vegas when we unfortunately went out there and lost. So I know you're going to stonewall me on that.
We can talk about the somersault, though.
Yeah, I'm retiring it. It's over with. Back is hurting.
Limited in practice. Somersault on the injury report.
Were you like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon? Like, I'm too old for this.
Yeah,
like,
I swear.
What you landed?
I swear. That's like, whoa. Like, after everything settled down, I got to the sideline. I'm like, heat pack, please. Like, heat pack, please. It's over with. Like, that, what's now become like a signature thing, is it's a wrap. It's done. If I'm fortunate enough to score again, you will not see me somersaulting, flipping, doing any of those things in the end zone. Stand on my feet.
You have graded highly over these last so many weeks, even though the results are not what we want them to be. Are you rethinking retirement now as of October 15th?
No.
So you got 11 more games. That's it.
That's it. That's all I'm guaranteed. I'm praying, you know, for more than that, but that's all I'm guaranteed. And, you know, I'm going to empty the tank, but everybody's like, yo, man, one more year, you know, the way you're running. I clocked at like 19.2 on that touchdown. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, all right, old man, still the wheels could turn over a little bit, but the way the body feels afterwards,
you feel bad today?
It's not nice. It's
physically,
not nice.
How do you feel today, right now, this moment?
You know, smooth 5-6. It was a little easier to get out of bed this morning.
Yeah.
Then I think tomorrow I'll probably be at 7.
What was it yesterday?
Yesterday was probably like a 4 in my book.
My God.
And is that happening more and more? Didn't maybe necessarily happen earlier in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like the recovery time. You know, body doesn't bounce back, you know, as quickly as you like it. It takes a lot for me to prep for practice, and then of course, you know, even for a game. Like, if it was up to me, I would arrive, you know, at the stadium like an hour before everybody else. Like, home games, I'm one of the like the first in there, because I just have to, my routine, it just takes a lot longer to get ready. And then now I hate getting rushed and everything, so gotta make sure everything's activated, firing, and so it just takes a toll on you after a while.
Are you practicing on Wednesdays?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm out there every day. Really?
Yeah, I'm out there every day.
Is it a point of pride to not have veteran days for you? I don't want to trap you with anybody else. I don't need to be creating more problems than what I need. Like, we love Joe. Joe used to get veteran days every Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the way coaches, you know, structured our Wednesdays now, it is a lot more favorable, you know, for a guy like, you know, myself. That I am able to still get my reps and practice and things like that. So it works versus, you know, if practice were structured the way it was, you know, in the past, then yeah, I probably would be at a coach, get a vet day. And I'm not ashamed of it. At one point I was ashamed of like taking days off. Like, I wanted every rep at practice.
Well, yeah. Well, okay.
Like, from like from rookie year all the way up until like maybe year...
Yeah, you're undrafted, I would imagine.
7.
Yeah. Oh, really? 8.
It was like the year after I hurt my ACL. That's when I started taking reps off at practice. And it was instructed to me. Like, it was told, like, we're taking reps off of you. And then from like that point on, I've been open to it. And then it was Indy where I actually had Wednesdays off. And it made a world of a difference for me. On Sundays, yes.
Something good that Jeff Saturday did.
Come on, man.
Let
my man breathe.
One day we're gonna get the Saturday
story. It's just so amazing to me. He's back on TV. I cannot believe they made him a head coach.
Like it never happened. Like it never happened.
Rodney, I did want you to clear something up, because when teams lose, fans start to jump on narratives, stuff that they think but don't necessarily have the reporting behind it or anything. I've seen some people start to say, well, Stefanski has these country club practices. Are the practices any different than they were in December when you were winning games last year, or in years past, or in places you've been elsewhere? Something like that. Is that just something fans latch onto?
Yeah, no. I mean, there's no difference. Of course, like I just said, like we did make an adjustment to specifically like our Wednesday practices, but Thursday, Fridays, everything else is completely the same. You know, we're going out there. We just made an adjustment because we felt that would give, you know, us the best chance at remaining healthy and ensuring that, look, you know, going to just take a little load off for guys, because these are the things that are going to help us, you know, win on Sunday. So everybody's fresh as possible and ready to go. So, you know, I don't really know where that narrative came from. But, yeah, at this point, whatever you hear, whatever whispers are going on, people are going to try to leech onto that and make a bigger deal of it all, right? You know, we're at a point where everything is going to be scrutinized and magnified, and everything's under a tight microscope.
Do you want to ask some of the Aaron Rodgers thing?
Well, last night...
Because we don't have much time left in this one.
Yeah, the Jets lost last night, and as he does, he makes waves with his press conferences after the game about the penalties and also some things that happened there. So here is Aaron Rodgers after the game yesterday.
Yeah, it seemed a little ridiculous. Yeah, some of them seemed really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer. I was about to play sarcastic ball, if we're going to call those things. And I thought the one on Kinlaw was not roughing the passer either. And we had a phantom holding call that we had our chances.
First of all, he's been in the league long enough. You know, he can get away with saying the stuff that he's saying, and going after officials is something that, you know, everybody almost goes out of their way to say, I'm going to get fined for this, so I'm not really going to say anything. And he's someone who will say it. The roughing of the passer calls in general, I thought there were like three cheap shots on Sunday that were not called. And I don't know, is that we can't hear guys on the field. Are they constantly reminding our coaches and players talking to the officials about that, or will the officials not even allow you to really say much?